Wow, I don't know what happened to you. Your signal just dropped off. Your audio was good, but you had, like, no signal. Either, I don't know, you're mobile or handheld. Whatever. No, you're probably mobile, that's right. And that's the thing with UHF. You can turn sideways and lose everybody. It's just like 900. 900 is like the 800 band. They use the same antennas. But you could be talking to someone on a handheld and just turn around and they'll lose you. Small footprint with 900. But I know of a guy who's got a bunch of 900 repeaters for a decent price, and they'll set them up for you and everything, and all you got to do is put them up. And you can pretty much choose any frequency you want, and it works. And the repeater council is, they don't give you a hard time on it because there's not many people up there. But those that are up there, they'll make themselves known once they find out you got a repeater. Down here in the southeast Michigan area, Wallace used to have one. He doesn't anymore. He moved the 2-meter machine from downtown Detroit. It's now on Channel 62's tower at 400 feet. You see, it's got a new repeater there. It's running dual mode. It's running Yaesu System Fusion and Analog FM. So it's a dual mode repeater, and whatever captures the repeater, that's what it stays on for a while. And if someone later on comes on via Fusion, then it stays on Fusion for a while. But always, every night, at 10:10 p.m., it goes into automatic mode. It goes back to Analog FM, and from 10:15 until whenever they get done with the traffic net, it stays on FM for the traffic net, the Southeast Michigan traffic net. And Wallace usually checks into the net, and when he's done, he shuts the machine off for the night, and it comes back on early in the morning. WIXX.